This pre-roll ad is brought to you by Empire Wreckers. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Empire Wreckers. If you'd like video content, we're on YouTube and Twitch, where we stream games like our group playthrough of Star Wars The Old Republic. And if you'd really like to support the show, you can subscribe to our Patreon for monthly bonus content. And now, our feature presentation.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Star Wars Empire Wreckers, now streaming exclusively on Disney+. Who's ready to be right up there with the hits like Little Mermaid 2, Lion King 4.5, and Pinocchio 7, Geppetto's Revenge today?
Jax Medusage is ready to have her Star Wars next to all those children's programs. She hasn't seen any, but she'd probably like them if she did.
Artichoke wants to let you know that nobody, and I mean nobody, fools with the lawyer.
Well, you ain't gonna Disney Plus me, mate. But you can see my new adult show, Robot Knights, on Hulu.
Who are you?
Oh, KI2.
KI2 got sexy.
And Ayashtem is starting a petition to get the original, uncensored, unedited Stargoyles back on.
One with the baby murder.
Yeah.
So much child death in that show.
And if you want to be deemed not good enough for a theatrical release, why don't you come along with us to a long time ago, the galaxy far, far away in Star Wars, captured by the Rebellion. After coming across a hidden Alliance base, the Empire Wreckers unknowingly gave them the location of an Imperial hideout on Tiberia. Returning to the base after securing the allegiance of the five syndicates in their fight against the Crimson Dawn, the Imperial agents discovered it under attack. Posing as unaligned civilians, the Empire Wreckers have brokered a deal between the victorious rebels and their captive Imperial allies to defeat the Crimson Dawn together. So, Jax's aunt is dead. You faced off against the Inquisitor. He escaped. And your ship has been impounded by the Rebellion. Your Imperial allies locked in the brig and equipped with explosive ankle shackles so they can help track down the leader of the Crimson Dawn, a rogue Imperial admiral, and the Inquisitor who hurt you so dearly.
Yeah, between sessions, I did some crafting, but rather than my usual, like, things to help, I just fucking made acid. I'm gonna throw it on him.
Did you make some things as well to turn you into that goth teenager?
I didn't craft any hair dye. I don't think that's something that they have statted.
Motherfucking missed opportunity.
Tons of eyeliner, though.
Maybe I use the acid to bleach my hair so the neon color... My hair's already purple. What the fuck am I talking about?
I want you to draw, like, little tears coming made from eyeliner, just, like, coming down your eyes there. Make yourself look fucking dark.
Dark.
I'm just picturing season 211.
Yeah.
So as you learned from... your friend Keed Zaidius, the commander at the Imperial base, he has been receiving regular tracking updates from the two protocol droids that you rescued from an Imperial facility that had escaped from another Imperial facility that were bound for Crimson Dawn's hands, and they've been acting as undercover agents, and their latest transmissions have been steady. They've been in the same place for a little while, leading Keed to believe that perhaps Crimson Dawn has made a base here, or at least temporarily stopped here, and that place happens to be Chandrilla, the current capital of the fledgling New Republic. Since you're aboard a rebel vessel, it's no problem at all to actually go to Chandrilla, and the Hammerhead cruiser Empire Wrecker lands at a rebel base that is some ways out of town, on the top of a plateau that is surrounded by these deep crystal caverns. Apparently this base is built on top of an ancient Jedi mausoleum because I guess the rebels think that the Force is with them? Is that a thing?
The Force?
I'm still not 100% sure what the Force is, but yeah. All I know it has something to do with a bunch of hoodoo voodoo magic bullshit.
You've literally been Force healed by Jax.
Yeah, but I still don't know what it is.
I just think you're possessed, maybe.
Can you tell the difference from being force healed and having, like, weird magic stim packs slapped on his neck?
I don't believe in the Force, but I do think this child might be full of ghosts.
So if you want to find these droids, you've been kind of given some supplies, just like a little tracking kit, essentially, which basically just means they handed you a fob that beeps when you're getting close. They do have the signal for where you can find these droids. Currently, it is set to track Antony, but you can also set it to track Maria, the other droid, depending on... you'll have to find them both, but you can do them. Doesn't matter which one you want to go for, I don't think, as they might even be in the same place. You don't know.
So, like, with the droids' last transmission, was it just the, like, hey, they've been transmitting from the same place for a while, we should go check that out? Or was there anything, like, interesting or incriminating in there?
No, it was basically just coordinates, because, you know, they are undercover. They don't want to be sending data packets that are too large or too incriminating, in case it's literally just location data that's quick and easy and small.
Oh, okay. And we were just outside of I'm guessing it's a wherever town the last signal was closest to?
Yeah, it's the capital on Chandrilla, the current New Republic capital, which is the rebel base is a few miles out of town, so they are giving you a land speeder to use.
Okay.
Do we know, like, what kind of place we're going to? Like, I know that there's sort of like a tracking device, but do we know, like, what kind of building or cave this tracking device goes to?
What do we know about Chandrilla?
Why don't you roll me a knowledge core worlds to see what you know about Chandrilla?
Well, fine then.
You're gonna be like that.
Motherfucker.
If you're not familiar with the core worlds, you can add a black. Jax.
Okay. Well, I can remove a black now, so haha. What is it gonna be for that?
Chandrilla is pretty common. It's not a totally unknown world. It has been fairly, there's been a lot happening there recently in the galaxy, so it'll only be a 2 purple.
Success, but a threat.
3 success and 1 advantage.
5 success.
Holy shit.
I'm smart.
SMRT.
I'm just going to roll because everyone else is. 2 success, 1 threat.
We all know.
We all know 1 threat means my ex-boyfriend is here, as usual.
You have more than 1 ex-boyfriend here.
Yeah, the ex-boyfriend that's here, maybe once you're comparing notes with Artie, Artie did do some work with the law on Chandrilla.
Oh no, you have the same ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, didn't go well for this rough and tumble, ruggedly handsome gangster. He kidnapped a woman, was chased by the police, and then stole a land speeder to escape the police while they were chasing him.
Perfect crime.
So he may be wandering the streets. K.I., you do know a little bit about Chandrilla as well. Chandrilla, being in the core, was kind of spared during the Clone Wars from the majority of, you know, combat. It wasn't one of those small dinky planets that the Separatists was trying to get on their side, and the Republic was doing its duty to protect the core from being attacked. Unfortunately, as part of the program rollout for the KI series police droids, it didn't go very well there. Chandrilla was not as crime ridden, and the trigger happy droid cops ended up creating more problems than they solved. So Chandrillans are not very happy to see your model of droid walking the streets.
Uh-oh.
I got an advantage.
Jax, you, with interacting with the holocron, you know that the holocron that the Trandoshan woman gave you, you do know that Lunara Bastet, the Jedi from that holocron, is entombed in the Jedi mausoleum that is beneath the Rebel base, and you were able to learn a few things about her planet in your studies and various things. So you may have an advantage if you need to do anything in the wilderness, or if you need to, because you are somewhat familiar with some of the tips and tricks that the early settlers of Chandrilla used for the planet.
Cool.
Familiar with local flora, fauna, if you need to, even things that are growing. If you get to a park or something, there may be a plant there you can recognize to use as a salve.
I can recognize and steal clippings of.
Yeah, you're familiar with the plants of Chandrilla thanks to your holocron. But all of you know that Chandrilla is the capital of the New Republic, and currently is kind of very heavily defended. The Empire has sort of retreated to the core now. It's retreated to Coruscant to try to hold the world that they already have. So, you know, nowadays it's kind of prepared for war, where there's a lot of, like, the rebel base is pretty big. It's a pretty big massing of ships in this place. Getting into the city, it's not walled off or anything, but there are regular patrols of, like, speeder tanks and shock troopers and that kind of thing. Hanna City seems to be where you're headed, which is the capital city. Already being a lawyer, you know that there's a lot of politicians and stuff hanging around doing whatever crimes politicians do. I asked you, you know that, you know, it's a political town, a lot of room for, you know, not violent crime, but the kind of white collar crime that will get you a light sentence if you're caught. A lot of sort of people are hired to do jobs that the politicians don't want to be caught doing themselves.
Oh shit, the mayor's jaywalking again.
A lot of jaywalking mayors.
That's his name.
Violent crime rate, not high enough to warrant police droids. So when they, you know, tried to bring them in, it caused some trouble. So it's right now it's a little tense. There's kind of the push and pull between the heavy military presence and the sort of white collar, peaceful nature of the planet.
Cool. Can we get in the speeder and try to head into town then?
Can head into town to Hanna City, the capital.
Should we all get our fake mustaches? No, I don't think there's need for that.
Well, maybe for Ash. And I guess you, Artie. You're the only ones who know people here who might recognize you.
Hello, my name is Mr. Burns. I believe you have a package for me. You
can head into town.
I just don't like robots.
As you head, kind of, you're heading, I suppose, are you heading on the main road, or are you trying to sneak in, try and remain undetected? If you're worried about disguises.
Stealth might be better.
Yeah, let's see if we could sneak in, I guess.
Okay, so if you want to sneak in, as you approach, you do kind of notice that the patrols that are kind of going around the city, they are stopping people. The highway traffic is kind of backed up as they're checking ID for people as they enter, just to make sure that there's no ne'er-do-wells, miscreants, Imperials, that kind of thing that are entering. You are all three. So it will be a stealth roll against the patrollers. So that will be a red and two purple stealth for whoever is driving the speeder.
Probably me.
I was about to ask who our driver was.
I'm pretty drivey and stealthy. Three success, one threat.
So you can find an entrance into town. It's in a rural area. It's not like you start to see farms and you start to see small farmhouses that lead in through sort of an area of town that is almost sort of forgotten. There's not a lot of heavy industry here. There's not a lot of... It's like the abandoned warehouse district once you get there. A perfect place for people to sneak in. Unfortunately, it's the perfect place for people to sneak in. The kind of people who would want to sneak in, because everybody knows this is where you go if you want to not be hassled by the Republic. So you don't get hassled by the Republic. However... as your speeder is kind of humming along there, there's a pop underneath you and one of your engines starts smoking. If you look behind you, you can see that a buried IED has exploded in the road behind
you. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Morty.
Are we in town? Should we just walk the rest of the way?
You're in town in the scuzzy abandoned warehouse district. Somebody buried a mine underneath the ground to catch people.
Can you, K.I., can you check to see if you're able to fix it or not?
Well, I can try that, but is somebody watching us now?
Well, let me percept and see if anybody's watching us.
So to see if anybody's watching you, that will be a against the stealth of anybody who may be watching. So that would be against three purple.
Three purple perception?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Ooh, I got three success and four threat.
Ooh, that's not good. I got one success, four advantage.
So, Jax, yeah, you do notice that somebody is watching you, because a pair of, like, six arms just come up from the other side of the speeder, wrap around you, and drag you overboard. Artie, because you got four advantage to counter that four threat, you see this as well and are able to grab onto Jax's ankle before she's dragged fully away.
Where
you
are these...
You get away from her, you bitch!
No!
Where are these arms coming from?
From a spider-like man that has been hiding below the speeder. He snuck up on you after you stopped from the IED.
Ah! No, thank you.
Yes, thank you, please.
I bring out my gun and point it at the spider. Let her go.
He kind of one by one, he lets his arms off of her. He still keeps two of them on, but he raises a couple of them up. I could
take her. You cannot shoot me. I am having human shield.
Why do you want our child?
I asked him.
Are you a child snatcher?
You have a lot of gut coming here after what you pulled.
Okay, all right. Sounds good, y'all. I'm gonna go jump off a fucking cliff.
The dastard, Artemis. You as well. Your prodigious gut coming here. Now I take your friend. I take your friend far away back to my hideout, and I nibble for days.
How large are the arms?
And can he grow them back?
I mean,
would I be able to chomp through one of his spider arms if I just bit him?
No, his arms are like arm sized. They're not like exceedingly thin.
Can I stab him in one of them?
Can I xenology whether or not he can grow back an arm? Because I really want to shoot one of his arms off.
Yeah, you know this guy. You've dealt with him before, so you're familiar with his species. So you can add a blue to your two purple xenology.
Blue. Three advantage.
You don't know whether or not he can regrow his limbs back. However, you do know that, you know, he is a spider-like being, and that like other spiders, they do have possibly a defense mechanism, possibly in their ass, possibly would splatter them with their own silk if they were significantly frightened or otherwise agitated.
Do you want to get shot in the ass, Buck?
Are you saying that to me or him?
Him.
Okay.
I have human shield. You cannot shoot me.
Oh, for fuck's sakes.
Can I instruct Neki to bite one of his arms and I'll bite the other one?
Yeah, you can. Okay. You can instruct Neki.
I'm guessing that would be brawl.
That would be brawl. Biting is a brawling move. This is just a street thug. He's good at, you know, placing IEDs, but he doesn't seem to be a fighter since he's using human shield, so no ranks of adversary on him, so just two purple.
Oh no, one failure, one advantage.
Is that for Neki?
For Neki.
And are you gonna bite him?
Yes. It'll be two purple again?
Yeah.
As soon as you bite him, I'm gonna shoot at one of his arms.
Neki's gonna give you a blue on, though. That's what her, she's gonna be distracting.
Okay.
How far away is he? Can I just reach over and stab him?
Yeah, probably. He's trying to drag Jax out of the speeder.
I got three success and two threats.
Yeah, you do bite him. You do bite his arm and he lets go of that arm. However, he wraps another one of his arms around you to replace it in a place where you cannot bite.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume it's like the legs.
Well, it's like around your torso.
All right, buddy. Do you want to lose an arm? Because I will make you lose at least six of your arms.
Well, I'm going to take the child, okay? And then you can go on your way.
No, you're not taking the child. I will shoot you in the face before you take the child.
You took 8 months of my life because you failed to get me out of prison, you fucker.
In fairness, my
love, I asked him, she left me while I was in the huskow.
In fairness, you didn't do very well with screaming at the entire jury, I'll kill you, I'll kill all of you.
It does not matter. That is a mental defect. I was born without the ability to hide my innermost thoughts.
Fair. I mean, maybe whisper it next time?
Next time you're on trial for murder, could you just keep your voice down a little bit?
Just shut the hell up. Maybe I can, like, I don't know, do a thing. But, all right, so, okay. Let's do this then. You want to nab this child. Why do you want to nab this child? And can we work around that?
I'm hungry. There is no shit to eat around here.
I have food that you can eat.
Ah, yes, your little pet. We can trade a little bit of a nibble.
No.
No, that's not going to happen.
I have this energy drink.
Is it living?
It'll make you feel like you're living.
No, I must eat living flesh to survive. I have
okay.
to spin it in my web and slowly nibble as it dies.
Okay, fuck. What?
Why did you date this guy?
Yeah, like there's no. I had to defend this guy because I was paid to defend this guy. Why did you date this guy?
He's just so stinking hot.
I love a man with imagine, a lot of legs.
Just imagine what he could do with 8 arms.
With all those arms.
Okay, I'm...
He's a himbo.
Gross.
I want... Okay.
He isn't dumb and polite at all. He's just dumb.
How much of it? How much of his body is showing? And what can I? And what can I shoot?
Well, he's using Jax as a human shield, so not much of it. Mostly just his arms.
Can I shoot the his? Because I assume he has like 8 appendages, and a couple of them are legs. Can I shoot out his legs?
His legs are below the rim of the speeder. He's trying to pull her out, so his legs are below the speeder.
Can I don't know if I want to do a harm action, and I just made it, so I don't really want to use it, but can I get my acid and just, like, huck it on his face behind me? Just smash it in his face?
I mean, probably.
Would that be brawl? What would that be? To smash some acid on him?
Yeah, that would be a brawl.
I'll talk to him.
Okay, I'll wait to smash until you talk.
Baby, sweetie, you know, you don't need to eat this small child, this small succulent baby. I've got money. You can go to that fancy sushi restaurant where they just serve live space fish.
2 purple charm. He's not very strong of mind.
1 success.
Nice.
I do miss going there and eating all of the long eels. I love to put long eel-like things in my mouth.
Yeah, that's why we broke up.
Can you please stop talking?
He knows how to pleasure a leku.
Oh, God, that's what he's talking about.
I will gladly trade you, this small child, for some cash money that I can use to go out for a night on the town.
Deal. You can't go back on it now.
Yeah, no, this is all you, Iashtim. I'm just gonna, you know, keep holding on to Jax here to make sure that, you know, he doesn't just yank her.
How fancy was this restaurant?
It was, like, slightly above mid-tier.
So it's better than Spapplebee's?
Yeah.
So if he wants a good meal, that'll probably be, like, $50, probably.
Only $50? I'll give him 100, yeah. Why not? So I'll throw in a few extra bucks if you can... Have you seen any protocol droids that have been hanging around with the Crimson Dawn?
Any protocol droids with the gangs? I haven't seen any protocol droids with the gangs. There's some asshole cyborg who showed up a couple of days ago, though. I don't...
Ooh, what kind of asshole cyborg?
Oh, I think if you... we maybe make a trade for information?
She's already given you money, buddy.
Also, you've already given us back the child. We cannot give you back the child for more information.
Trade the child for information.
Well, maybe give me the child and I tell you some more information.
I will shoot you in the face. I am not kidding. If you ask for the child one more time, I will keep fucking firing.
Give me the child.
I shoot beside his head.
So if you want to intentionally miss, that is going to add 2 blacks onto your 1 purple because you're at short range.
Is this going to be a Pulp Fiction scenario?
Okay. 2 advantages, 1 failure.
So since success would mean that you missed him.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
You hit him, but because you got those advantages, you don't like kill him with it. You just burn him. You just kind of singe the side of his face, and he says, "Oh no, my handsome face! I need that to attract ladies."
Oh shit! I missed. 1 second. Let me adjust.
I will tell you. Just do not harm my moneymaker any such more.
Go on.
So a cyborg appeared a couple of days ago. He's been keeping himself close to the, the Senate district. I don't know why or for what reason. He does not appear to be affiliated with any of the local gangs.
What's his name?
I do not know his name. He is recluse. He seeks to himself.
Where'd you say that we can find him? Or is there a place that he hangs out?
We see him watching from the rooftop, spying, always spying.
Where can we find him? Perhaps in the Star Wars visual dictionary?
He loved to hang out on the rooftop and brood. We do not know who he is, only that he is a man who has weapons and power.
What if I, like, make a big bristleboard sign that says, "Hey, cyborg dude, assassin dude, we want to talk to you."
Hey, cyborg, you up?
Just want to chat.
You could. You could end up a roast man, though.
I've been called worse by better.
I mean, I think Iash will attest there is no better.
Okay, I'm actually going to go jump off a fucking cliff now.
Shall we go find this cyborg man who may or may not have more information for us?
I mean, you do have a tracking fob that's supposed to lead you to the droids.
Ooh.
That's true. Do we want to just wander around the town?
I'm sure we'll wander into him eventually.
I mean, it seems fated, so... Yeah, let's at least just use the tracking fob and see what happens here.
Yeah, let's just wander around playing warmer, colder.
Are you gonna leave behind your speeder, or are you gonna try and fix it up?
At least see if we can fix it quickly, I guess.
So that'll be three purple mechanics.
Two success, one triumph, one threat.
So you can determine that it is repairable. Because you got that triumph, you're able to fix it right here and now. You don't need any additional parts. You're able to bypass a couple of things. However, the threat is that this will cause the engine to overheat quite quickly. So if you don't want the speeder to explode, you will have to do a lot of starts and stops and let the engine kind of cool down every once in a while. So it'll take you a little bit longer to get anywhere.
I mean, if we're playing hotter or colder with the beeping fob, we'll probably have to be starting and stopping a whole bunch anyway, so that works out.
I mean, yeah, I guess. It would really suck if we happen to get into a high-speed chase, though.
I'm glad that certainly won't happen.
So you can continue following the fob, playing hotter, colder, trying to beep-beep your way, you know, standard tracking shit. Bounty hunters are very adept at this, so Iash knows how to correctly read a fob. And it takes you to a bar in the Senate District called the Wise Dewback. You can see it's kind of a yuppie bar based on the clientele who's hanging around outside. Seems to be senators and other government people that are that go for happy hour at 3 in the afternoon and take long lunches and don't actually do any work, but get paid for it anyway. You know, the people who are trying to run the galaxy.
Artie's best friends. Gotcha.
Hey, as long as they pay.
Should I be waiting outside? I mean, this is a legitimate establishment. I don't think I could just walk in. I'll wait in the car.
Excellent. Gonna wait in the car.
Is it not a family restaurant, or
it's a pub? It's like it's a neighborhood pub where people go when they're off the clock.
All right. Well, let's go inside then.
Inside, there are a lot of mostly youngish people, probably not like full senators, but probably like Senate aides and people who do, you know, jobs, assistants, that kind of thing.
Fucking
either taking
interns.
A long lunch or, yeah, interns and the like.
It's it's trendy among the casually wealthy youths.
Yeah. And the fob is pointing specifically towards a group of young people that are in a booth, kind of not in the back, but just a little bit off to the side, enjoying some drinks and sharing a plate of fries among each other.
Is there a protocol droid there?
Sitting at the booth, not that you can see.
Hmm. K.I., you know things. Is there? Can you tell which one might be a protocol droid with human skin or alien or whatever skin over him?
You think I have droidar?
Yes.
I mean, you do have X-ray vision.
Yeah.
That is true. All right, I'll take a look around.
So that's it's a two purple computers check to use your X-ray specs.
Three success, two threat.
So you can see your kind of your faceplate starts projecting like a scanning beam.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And they start like looking like, what is this doing? What's going on here? But before, you know, as they're kind of giving you guys shit for scanning them, apparently, you can see that one of the members of the group, an Abednado, is using a holographic disguise matrix to project an image around himself. Inside, through your scanner, K.I., you can see a protocol droid within.
I told you, droid, party mode only when I tell you to, okay?
Well,
we go party mode.
Hey, man, what's that guy doing? Is he scanning us? Are you...
Oh no, he's just
police business.
Oh no, he's just on party mode. Unfortunately, he's kind of glitched out.
That party mode. That's a fucking KI. KI's on party mode. Everybody, duck and cover. Duck and cover.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Whoa. They flip over the table and they start hiding behind it. The whole group of them. The other people in the bar start yelling and trying to ramble out as well.
We're not after what? Jesus fucking Christ! KI, why didn't you tell me that your fucking thing had a late? I guess we never used it before, but now we do. I mean, can you fix that for future references, for future purposes, so it doesn't actually like shine a light?
Party mode knows no bounds.
That's my secret, Artie. I'm always partying.
Listen, we're not like out to get you or anything. We're just here for Bendido. We were told that we could chat with him about certain things.
Oh,
alone,
man.
Private.
They start murmuring back and forth, and you hear one of them say, "Oh no, Slep, I knew your lecherous ways would be the end of you. Somebody sent bounty hunters." And you hear him say, "I don't know what's going on. I don't know what you're talking about.
We're not bounty hunters. We are the furthest thing from bounty hunters. Trust me.
One of you is literally
a bounty hunter. We can't hunt a bounty to save our goddamn lives."
Yeah, we can't hunt a bounty to save our goddamn lives.
Well, why are you here? What do you need from me?
We just want to talk. We just need a little bit of information, and then we can let you go on your way.
You can trust me.
I've helped several of your friends. Have I helped several of their friends? Is there a role that I can do?
I mean, if you're trying to charm him, that'll start at 2 purple. This droid is upgraded with a couple of ranks of nobody's fool. So that will be 2 reds to charm.
Will there be any blue since he does actually know us? If it's Antony.
I mean,
that we are tracking.
He might know you. He may be reprogrammed. He may just be pretending. You won't get any modifiers.
Okay, so 2 purple and 2 red?
Just 2 red.
Just 2 red. Okay. 4 success and a threat.
And he says, "Okay, but I'm prepared." And he takes a small holdout blaster from one of his friends before standing up, and he points it at you, and he says, "If anything goes wrong, I'm gonna shoot you." Okay.
I mean, I've been shot before. Come on, let's go.
All right, and he starts backing, like he's not like backing out, like keeping his weapon like pointed at you guys. He's not gonna. I mean, he's got his back to the exit, but Jax, if you want to bounce, you may be vulnerable, but...
Yeah, I saw a bunch of people running out of the bar screaming, so I got out and I'm waiting outside the door, just like, what's going on in there?
Another one!
Hi!
KI's x-ray vision needs to settle mode. Anyway, we're here for a little bit of information about the Crimson Dawn. We hear that they're here.
What are you talking about?
Are you talking Antony?
No, I'm no slip.
Is Antony a part of the group that you were a part of?
What? No, I don't know. I'm no slip till Brooklyn. I'm a Senedate. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Crimson Dawn. I don't know anything about that. You got the wrong guy. I swear.
Must be related to L.O. Asti.
Is he the robot?
Does he know that he's a robot?
Because he said it was a holographic disguise matrix.
Yeah.
Which means that if we touch him, our hands should go through it.
It may be a hard light hologram.
A hard light?
I touch his forehead subtly.
Oh, don't touch me. It goes through his forehead.
Well, that was freaky.
Wearing a disguise matrix.
Are you aware you're wearing a disguise matrix?
Where? And he starts like patting himself down.
Do his hands go through himself?
No.
So before we do any of that, who are you and what is it that you do?
I told you, my name's No Slip Till Brooklyn. I'm a Senedade. I'm here. I'm part of the team that's drafting up the Galactic Concordance for when the Empire finally gives up. Are you working for the Empire? Are you here to kill me?
We're not here to kill you. We just are here, like we said, we are here for the Crimson Dawn, but you seem to not know anything about the Crimson Dawn. You don't even know that you're wearing a disguise matrix. So, hey, what's protocol here? What do we do? Protocol. He's a protocol. Sorry, anyway.
Nab the droid?
Well, when, when K.I. was scanning, would he have been able to see any, like, a button that would turn off the disguise matrix?
It seems to be being projected from his body. Like, it's not, like, an external device. It's something that's been installed inside him.
How long have you had your job?
Well, what do you mean? I graduated from the academy, and then I got into politics, and you know the Senate being wiped away was a kind of a bummer. I was unemployed for a couple of years, but I guess I've had this job probably since a month or two after Endor, when the Alliance started thinking that they were going to win the war and had to start working on what the new constitution and stuff was going to be.
And you're a part of that?
Yeah, me and my friends in there were Senate aides working on the Galactic Concordance.
What was the name of the other droid that was with Antony?
Maria.
Maria?
Is the fob point is still pointing towards him?
Yeah.
Or is it going a different direction?
No, it's still pointing at him.
Because I wonder if he's...
Should we droid nap him?
How's Maria doing?
Who?
Oh, okay. I thought that would work.
It's the code word?
Okay.
Wait, let me try something.
Okay.
These violent delights have violent
His eyes flicker red.
I mean, they probably do if you're trying to kill me.
No, no, we're not trying to kill you. We're just, I feel like, and I look at the fob, it's still pointing at him. I feel like there's a weird mistake going on here because, okay, do you know that you are a robot?
What? No, I'm a meat man. I'm a living being. See? Look, if you prick me, I bleed. If you break my heart, I cry.
I poke him in the forehead again.
Ow! Don't stop doing that. That's not polite.
Can I wave my hand in his holographic disguise matrix?
Yeah.
Like wave my hand through the hologram.
Hey, stop patting my stomach.
Look at it.
Yeah, you're just patting my tum. I put on some weight since I've been working here, but
you know what? Like I'm sorry that I feel like we've got off on the wrong foot here. There's a lot of things happening and I'm really really apologize. My name is I was going to actually say my name there. No, we can't have that. My name is Pedro Pascal, and I go off and shake his hand.
It's nice to meet you, Pedro.
Does my hand go through his hand?
Slightly. Knowing that it is a holographic disguise matrix, if you're looking for it, you can notice that it does go through, but...
Okay. Oh, wow, that's a firm handshake you got there. Look at this handshake you got, and hold on to his hand, and I just kind of like try and show him that my hand is going through his hand.
Well, that's are we holding hands now?
You gotta shake his hand and then put your hand on his elbow, like it's a weird firm handshake, but just grope up his droid arm.
I don't know how far I'm supposed to go before it seems like I'm hitting on him, guys. You guys gonna help me out here?
I think
here?
You've already
this
hit
is
that
robot point. Second base.
Just like grab a screwdriver and unscrew a bit.
You know what? You guys
Home
fucking
run.
Do it. I'm gonna sit down.
I mean, I guess we call the Imperials that have actually been like receiving the communications and be like,
"What if I just stab him?"
Or that?
That's your answer for everything.
What if I made him die?
Wait, you guys, distract him and I'll like stick my knife through his generator. And then I'll be like, hey dude, look at this.
Check out that knife sticking out your back. I wonder how it got there.
Don't like stab him, just like through the, no, never mind. What else do I got in here?
Is there something we could roll, like, some sort of knowledge about droids to discern what might have happened here? Like, if this is something that can just happen with, you know, security droids?
What do you mean, something that can just happen?
If it's like, oh, you know, this model of droid has a history of, you know, going so deep undercover they don't know who the fuck they are anymore.
I have bought info.
That's called reprogramming.
I thought their droid brain stopped them from being brain wiped, though, or reprogrammed, because they had the same special brains as KI.
I mean, you may need to crack him open and take
unless
a look.
Their brains are gone. Also, there was the option to track the other droid, Maria, if we want to take this guy into custody and then see if we can find her instead.
Knowing about droids, it would be probably a computer's role to know about how droid brains function.
Do we need this fool?
We're not sure yet.
But is this where the fob took us?
Yeah.
Like, we know that the fob went here, and we thought this guy would just know information, but it seems as though he's, like, I don't know.
Well, it's supposed to be the undercover droid that, like, we met and sent on this mission, but, like, what the fuck is this?
Anyway, who wants to roll?
I guess computers is intellect-based.
That's my jam.
Yeah, you do it.
And since you are since you are a droid, you would get a blue on that. So this would be a 3 purple computers.
Okay. 3 success, 1 advantage.
So, you do know that certain models of droids, you were successfully able to previously identify that Antony and Maria are specifically models of Imperial infiltration droids. And because of your, your experience with this processor, you know that, memory wipes may not take, but programming that overwrites things, like there may be something blocking him from responding. He may be fully aware of what the situation is and who you are, but he just may not have the correct programming to be able to follow commands.
Programming block. All right. Wonder they could root around in his processor and figure that out.
Get up in his guts.
Yeah, if you want to be barbaric about it.
I'd probably have to. Get his permission.
I mean, he may not be able to give consent.
This is true. Yikes. Seems to be a programming issue.
Should we take him back to the rebel base?
I mean, I don't know what else to do at this point.
Isn't he like, here with his friends? Also, wouldn't that be kidnapping?
I mean,
yeah, they're all like poking their heads out the door of the pub, seeing what you're doing with their friend.
Is there? Sorry. We just thought like
he's had too many robot drinks.
Hey, I'm gonna walk over there. Hey, how long have you known this guy?
Nosup? Well, he's been, he's been on the team since the beginning. We've known him a little while. You know, we helped him move into his apartment and stuff, and it's, pretty well. Why? Is there something wrong?
Have you ever, like, given him a hug or anything?
I mean, yeah, he used to be a real hugger until, about a week or so ago when he suddenly stopped hugging us.
Oh.
Thank you.
Is he sick? Is there like a disease he has that like transfers through hugs or something? Does he have AIDS?
Yeah, he has contagious conjunctivitis. You might want to back away from him.
Oh, Lordy Lou. Okay, let's can't wait. Is it how contagious? We shared fries with him.
Well, on a scale from like 1 to 10, he's at about 9.25.
You better go see a doctor right now.
We better go see
There's a little patch of red skin on your arm there. That might be skin cancer. You might want to get that checked out.
What? You notice as he does have a little red patch of skin on his arm. He doesn't realize that it's just from resting his arm on the table, and it's just...
Perfect.
Him and his buddies, they decide to go off and try and find a clinic to get their diagnosis. Hopefully they don't have space AIDS.
So, do you know if there's a way to, like, I don't know, get information? You're a robot, so of course I'm asking you all of these questions. Is there a way that we can, like, get the memories out of his head and, like, maybe go through his files so that we can, you know, get information that we need or any information from this guy at all?
We can take him to a shop, sure.
Sir, we're gonna have to take you to the hospital.
Oh, why? Do I really have that, what did you call it, contagious conjunctivitis?
Contagious conjunctivitis, yes. It's a really bad thing. Uncle Cal had it as well. It didn't go well for him, but could be saved if he went to a specialist. And thankfully for us, we know some specialists. Isn't that right, guys?
Uncle Cal?
Yeah, because I said my name is Pedro Pass Cal.
Cal. Yeah, that's right.
So you'll have to deceive him. That'll be a 2 red.
I will eat your 2 red for breakfast. 2 success and an advantage.
Well, I mean, is that why is that why you came for me? If I'm being quarantined, am I a threat to my friends? I saw the rash on my
friend's
arm.
We can't say anything more than this, sir. We're not 100% exactly where this started from. All we need to do is get a little bit of take you to a place, get a little bit of information, and see what we could do to get this from the source. We heard it might have come from a primate of some sort in a very, very hot planet. So we don't want an outbreak on our hands. So we need to nip this in the bud, as it were.
Okay. I'll breathe into my sleeve. And he starts breathing into his sleeve. His face is clipping through his clothes.
I go up to you guys without him hearing. Is there a place that we could take this guy? Maybe?
Well, we could take him back to the rebel base if maybe he'll let them put him under if he thinks he's getting checked for contagious
conjunctivitis, yes.
But we could, because his friend said that, he was normal, right? So, he probably, killed this guy and took his identity?
More than likely, yes.
Maybe there's something at the guy's apartment, if Anthony left something there to remember or for us. Or a body? There might just be a body. If there's a body.
Probably. Is there a place on this planet we could take him to, sift around his brain a little bit, and then maybe we can, another couple of us can go to his place and see what's up?
I mean, I guess if you have worked with people on the planet, maybe you would know, mechanic who is willing to pretend to be a doctor in a pinch.
Yeah, there's a lot of Chandrilla being a place of politics does have a lot of just general protocol droids walking around, which means that there is a need for a lot of protocol droid repair shops. Most of them are not black market. You may have to do some digging if you want to find one that's black or gray market. Most of them are going to be on the level and kind of like Space Buy or something. Spacio Shack.
Time to call them the Space Squad.
Space. should we then, should I roll a knowledge to see if there's anybody who might, I don't know about Spadio Shack or anything, but is there anybody who's affiliated with anybody that we might know that might be on this planet? Is there a way to some way to check that out so that we can go through less than official means?
Well, it would be a probably a knowledge underworld to know.
How do I use my bot info thing? Instead of making a knowledge check, make a bot info action. Spend credits equal to 50 times the difficulty of the check to pass with one success.
Yeah. So to know where to find black market goods on Chandrilla, that would be a 3 purple knowledge underworld.
So that'd be 150 credits?
Yeah.
Can I try and roll first?
Think that's really hard then be like, fuck it.
It's like 3 meals at the sushi place.
Okay, I'm going to try and think really hard, and then I'll pay money if not. One threat.
The only thing you can think of is asking your ex-boyfriend, but he... Ugh,
absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely not. You take a strain.
Okay, I'll consult with my contacts and give somebody $150.
Yeah, so you can PayPal some money to one of your underworld contacts off-world, and they give you the location of a Chandrilan shop that's in the scuzzy area of town.
All right, boys, we're going, and other girl, we're going, we're going to the chop shop, folks.
Do we want to split apart, or because maybe Ash and Ki, you could.
We can. Well, tell you what, let's take him to the chop shop.
Okay.
And while we're at the chop shop, we'll ask him, hey, where is it that you live? We need to investigate your
I gotta
we need
fumigate
to investigate
your
place
house.
To make sure.
Yeah, pretty much. We gotta check his ID so they can sign him into the medical clinic and so we can find other people that he might have given his infection to. He has to be on a watch list now.
Yes.
He's got spurpees.
Yeah. Shall we away?
You can away hopping
we
into the
shall away.
Hopping into your hoopty.
Sir, we might have to investigate your place, and also we need to get either some piece of ID or maybe a health card so that we can get you into this chop shop. Do you happen to have those on you?
Doctor's office.
Oh, a doc shop.
Sorry,
yes.
My brain literally slipped.
Whoops.
Well, whoops. Okay. Well, I'll give you.
I fell on my ass.
I'll give you the fob to get into my condo. I can give you the address. And he puts his hand like into his pocket, and you hear like the whirring of an internal component in his droid body opening, and he pulls out his key fob.
Okay.
I visibly roll my
eyes. You don't hear that?
Come on.
Did anybody hear something just now?
Yeah, well, sorry, I was rustling around.
No, we did not.
For my fob. I'll give this to who's going to go make sure. I guess if I'm contagious, maybe the droid should go to my place, huh?
I can do that, sir. Here.
All right. Well, I can show you where it is on the way to the dock shop if you want.
God damn it! It's really gonna ruin me now. Yeah. Okay. You don't just have an address that we can go to, or
well, I do, but I don't want you guys to have to, you know. You're all in the same car. I just thought it would, you know. But I appreciate it. Yeah, if you're fine with taking me to the dock shop first, then yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah.
So he all
right.
You can take him to the dock shop, and he starts getting nervous. This is I thought the hospital was it's over there. It's in the hospital, like six blocks back, like seven blocks, eight blocks, isn't it like nine blocks back that way.
No. Well, no. That's conventional. Doc shop where we're
homeopathic
specialist place.
Yeah, we need to go to like the hazmat place, otherwise you're gonna cause a plague to break out in the hospital. You don't want to be responsible for killing sick people, do you?
Well, no, of course not. No, that's
do you?
No, it's okay, it's fine. Wherever you think is best, I'll go. And you pull up to a droid chop shop. There's like droid torsos and carcasses like on racks outside. There's this large muscular basilisk with four arms. He's just taken a meat cleaver to like to like a droid, just like hacking through its joints on a table outside, chucking arms and stuff into a bin.
Could you not have told him to pretend to be a doctor beforehand?
No.
Fuck him.
Is this the hospital? Looks kind of shady.
One second, I gotta talk to the lead doctor here. I go to the desk or whatever.
I mean, he's just basically has a table outside of the chop shop where he's hacking up things.
Hello, sir.
What do you want, small beans?
Small beans. We have a friend here who isn't actually a friend, but we do need the information that's inside of his head. However, he does not know that he is a robot, and we might need information from him later, so we don't necessarily want him dead. Is there any way that you might be able to get his files out of his head so that we might be able to peruse through them? Or, because he doesn't know that he is a robot, get him to remember the fact that he is a robot?
Oh, yeah, I've dealt with a lot of those kinds in the past. They used to be all over the place here. That's fine. I'm familiar with the model.
Okay. Okay. Is there a, since this is a place of, much discretion here and very classy, how much would that cost here?
Oh, well, I'm thinking probably, you know, he kind of looks you up and down. How much you got?
How about 500 credits?
This be a negotiation. He's not very smart, but he is a successful entrepreneur, so that is gonna be two reds.
Shit, three advantages.
Well, a doctor of my noted skill is these hands are the hand. Do you know what I did before I opened up this chop shop? I was a prodigy. I don't actually care.
What's it gonna cost?
Do you have any idea what kind of jizz you can create with four beautiful hands like this? This is the fingers of a maestro. I'll tell you what.
I really hate this galaxy.
Star Wars was a mistake, wasn't it?
we found it out.
All right, how much is it gonna? How about 7 50.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll take the 750, but these hands are lonely for take my mixtape. Just
how about share 500? How about 500 and I will take your mixtape to somebody.
Just share my SoundCloud to whoever you can. I don't want to be doing this for the rest of my life.
We'll get this droid fixed, but at what cost?
How about 500 and I take your mixtape?
Let me give you a taste.
Oh no.
Can I borrow a
okay,
feeling?
750.
Put my hand in your glove of love.
750.
Broken hearts need some healing.
Oh no.
750 and I'll take your tape. Just
don't stop. Stop it.
Don't stop.
Right, Jax is a fan.
We have a deal, small beans.
Okay. You guys owe me so much money.
Well, like what, 200?
You know what? We'll deal with that later. I'm just going to take away 750 from my account here. And add a fucking mixtape.
Let's listen to it in the car.
This is what they call human music.
It better be fire.
Okay. All right, so this nice man is going to take care of you.
All right, come on, good sir. And he starts motioning to K.I. I'm Dr. Feel Good, and I'm here to take care of what ails you.
And then I kind of, like, look over and I point to the one who's actually sick.
Oh, right. Hello, good sir. I am Dr. Feel Good. I'm here to take care of what ails you.
Oh boy.
Is he going to prescribe a hot Dr. Pepper?
I mean, maybe. And he gets out of the speeder and he's ushered into the interior of the chop shop, which is, there's like droid carcasses like hanging from the ceiling. It looks like a butcher's freezer in there, but for droids.
So spooky. Like, I know that's just droid parts shops, but.
Yeah, they literally have that in Disneyland.
I know. But when it's described here, it just sounds so spooky.
And he directs the droid to not quite a bed, like a slab that he can lean up against. And he says, all right, why don't you just lean your head back here? And I'm just going to attach the robo flangio desiculator to your rear cortex here. And then he bashes him in the back of the skull with a hammer.
I can do it.
Yay.
That's what I was going to do if he started panicking anyways.
He falls to the ground, crumples to the ground, his hologram dissipates, revealing Antony the droid with a giant ding in the back of his skull. He starts prying off the back plate of his head and he says, you need this thing intact or what?
Yes
please.
All right, time for the maestro to go to work. And he starts doing his thing, plugging in wires and various instruments into the back of this droid skull. And you can see on a computer nearby, it does start pulling information and he's able to hack into the BIOS. And he says, whoa, it looks like this thing's screaming to get out. It's been the logs here. It looks like there's two competing trains of thought going on in this thing. One of them is its programming directives. The other appears to be... I don't know if it's like a backup or what, but it seems like there's two droid personalities in here. You want me to get rid of one of them?
Can we bring out one and talk to it first?
Yeah, probably.
Wait, which one's older?
Or transfer it?
Well, there's the one that was screaming to get out. Looks like that one's been around for a while. And then, seems like looking at the logs here, there seems to be a lot of information about he was, this one's called No Slip Till Brooklyn. And the other one, this one is called Antony. Which one you want?
Oh, Antony. We want Antony.
Right. Antony, coming up. And he flips some switches and plugs in some doodads. And the droid kind of, from his crumpled state, he stiffens up and he gets up. And he's still got this hose coming out of the back of his head. But he says, oh, my friends, I'm so glad to be able to finally speak to you again. You have no idea what it was like being trapped inside your own body. Thank you for bringing me to this dock shop and freeing me of that horrendous, horrendous man.
Why
so
were you undercover?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, well, you see, I the Crimson Dawn has been sending Maria and I on missions. This particular one, I was assigned to usurp the identity of this poor fellow and try to insert some, Empire-friendly language into the Galactic Concordance.
So why weren't you able to talk to us?
Well, you see, the programming directives of this individual overwrote my natural programming. I was memory wiped before being sent on this mission, and as my memories started to resurface and I became myself again, I found that despite having all of my memories and my consciousness, I could not have them break through the ice of my undercover identity.
So you made it so that you buried your actual identity so far down into so far down into yourself that you took somebody else's identity, or
I was sent to usurp the identity, and it developed a programming algorithm that was at war with my core droid personality, and it eventually took over.
Oh, do you want us to delete it then?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay, that one seems useless to us anyway. Hey, what happened to these guys' the people that you were hanging out before? What happened to their friend?
Oh, I strangled him to death in his condominium.
There is a body there. Okay. I knew it.
I mean, yeah, no, it's probably better that we found out this way than going there and then finding a dead body. Nobody wants that.
Surprise, dead bodies.
Surprise, dead body.
Oh, shit.
This week on Fox.
Surprise, dead body. Right after Cops. Okay, so we're here because we hear that there may possibly be a Crimson Dawn hideout here, I believe.
Oh, well, the only Crimson Dawn hideout would be the one where Maria and I have been staying at this fellow's apartment.
Like the fellow that you strangled?
Yes.
Is it...
We're going to have to actually see the surprise dead body, aren't we?
Is it just you and Maria there?
Yes, Maria was staying with me until, well, last night, actually, when she was to be deployed on her mission, which she is probably on right now.
What's her mission?
As I was supposed to usurp the identity of the poor Senate aide, there is the senator from New Plimpto is arriving today at the spaceport, and she was supposed to kill him and take his identity.
Is there a reason why we should stop that? Should we actually, like, continue with this ruse that we might be able to get some political power for us, or what's protocol here? What is it that we should do?
Now he's our spy.
I mean, worse things have happened.
We shouldn't kill a senator, right? Right?
That would be wrong.
I mean, honestly, I don't have opinions on this one way or another. So
I'm apolitical.
Oh God!
Like my hero, like my hero Chewbacca.
Like most Wookiees.
Okay.
I mean, if you think that we should save a senator, then yeah, okay, we could save a senator, but, like, we also have to think of, you know, what's good for us.
What was Maria supposed to do when she became the senator?
Well, I believe we were given directives on behalf of Admiral Demorius Graves to insert language into the Galactic Concordance that would give him certain benefits.
So this would only benefit Graves. Yeah.
So you're saying that we should stop this?
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason to give him treats, so to speak. He has not earned his treats because he is a dickhead.
The Admiral cannot have a little salami.
I was going to say the Admiral cannot have a little tax break.
Took me a while there, but I got the reference, so that's good. I got there eventually.
You got that one.
Was Graves the one who said we were patsies, or was he the one who assigned us to be patsies?
You haven't met Graves yet.
We haven't?
No.
Oh. He's an Imperial Admiral. He's most likely
Graves
a dick.
Is the guy who's working with the Inquisitor to lead the Crimson Dawn.
Right. Yeah, no, definitely not him.
Do you know anything about the Inquisitor and where we can find him? Because we do have a kind of a personal thing for him.
Yes, the you see, Marie and I, we do know where the Crimson Dawn hideout is, and we have seen the Inquisitor there with Admiral Graves in the past. Unfortunately, we cannot tell you.
Like, you're programmed to not be able to?
Yes.
If we went on a ship, would you be able to take us there without telling us?
Quite cleverly, the Inquisitor has programmed the location of the base into our consciousness using the old Sith tongue, and we are incapable of passing that information along to anybody else.
Well, it's a good thing.
Where's a sledgehammer? I really want to knock his fucking head
off. It's a good thing we don't have any emotional attachment to your memories.
It's a good thing we don't know any translators who are working with the Rebellion.
I just want to take one last good look at my friend. Can you get that memory out of his head?
Oh, I would highly advise against that. You see, due to the nature of my power core and my processor, the memory, any memory wipe that would be able to sufficiently remove that programming from me would also remove my knowledge of where it is. Nothing short of a complete hard drive rewrite would allow me to bypass that programming, but then I would no longer know the location of the base. So unless you know anybody else who can read the old Sith tongue, then...
I don't think...
Can any of us?
I mean, I have been reading a lot of human skin-bound tomes. Have I had to pick up any old Sith to be able to understand those?
I mean, you probably aren't fluent, but if there's any translating you had to do, you may have noticed that Sheevbot appears to not be bound by the same restrictions.
Ah, finally Sheevbot has a purpose beyond being scary and killing people and taking their wallets. Yeah, like, okay, first order of business, I feel like we should stop Maria before she kills the senator and pick her up and then, you know, have a little droid party. Eh?
Yeah, I mean, what else can we do right now?
Antony, do you have any way of communicating with Maria?
Not since she went dark, no.
Sorry, if we go back to your guys' place, would there be something there that we can, maybe a location of where you guys are going?
Oh, I know where she is supposed to go. She is supposed to meet the senator at the spaceport and take him in a private speeder to a secluded location where she is to disembowel him and assume his identity.
Sweet.
Disembowel seems messy. I mean, strangling, there's no blood. He just, you know, is a dead body. So I'm sort of,
yes,
like,
you
seem to have the right
brutality.
Idea.
It's not because she has to, it's because she wants to.
You robots are fucked up, you know that?
That's awfully droidist of you to say.
Yeah, really.
Oh, I don't mean all droids, not all droids. Just these ones.
Some of my best friends are droids.
Yeah, right, K.I.?
Didn't K.I. steal somebody's eyes?
As a trophy.
Yeah, that was biblical. An eye for an eye.
K.I. is the token droid friend, so we can avoid being judged too harshly.
Being called racist.
Yeah, I didn't kill him for his eyes. I killed him, so I took his eyes.
I killed him purely for pleasure. How dare you?
Yeah.
So sometimes I question whether or not I chose the right the path in my life.
Waste not, want not, right? He kept bragging about them.
I mean, you killed the droid, you have to use every part of the body to really honor it. K.I. has to eat the droid.
He was asking for it. Oh. Yes, this is the way.
No, it's not. You goddamn liar. Okay.
Can we go to the spaceport and head off Maria before she can become a violent chauffeur?
You can go to the spaceport if you want to get there before she reaches the senator. I mean... The senator's flight's coming in pretty quick, so you'll have to hurry. So it will be a four purple piloting planetary because your speeder is kind of fucked from that mine that the Spider-Man laid. It will have two blacks on it.
And who are K.I. and who's our? Do we have anyone else who's okay at piloting?
I've got a yellow and a green for planetary.
Yeah, you can do a co-piloting role.
Sure,
just like old times.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to give me a two purple piloting planetary to help K.I. drive the speeder, backseat driving?
One success, two threats.
All right, so that adds another black on, but it does reduce the difficulty to three purple.
Three purple, how many black?
Three purple, three black.
Two failures.
Nice. Well done.
So the speeder, it overheats before you can get to the airport. You're kind of on, like, the road out of town to the spaceport when... just this black smoke starts billowing out. I guess you pushed it too hard, and you see a limousine just zoom past a little bit faster than the speed limit, as if it's trying to make a getaway without being seen to be making a getaway.
Well, follow him.
As much as we can. Yeah, let's follow him.
Yeah.
Right, so you can try.
Is there any way
you're
I can transform into a car?
Is KI secretly a transformer? Well, I've always thought you were more than meets the eye.
I don't know. I thought he was pretty. He was pretty surface level.
More than meets KI.
There you go.
So your speeder, if you want to try chasing this thing, your speeder is currently stopped and billowing black smoke from its damaged engine. So you will have to give it some time to cool down before you can use it again, which will add a black to your piloting role. Now you are going to have to be competing against the piloting of Maria, which is only going to be 3 purple.
Okay, so 3 purple. Does that make it 4 black, then?
Just one.
Oh, just one, okay. Let's try that again. 1 success, 3 threat.
You can. The speeder's engine is getting dangerously close to explosively overheating as you kind of start trailing. The limousine starts kind of leaving town and going off into a secluded area near the woods. You're able to keep pace with it, but not for long. Your speeder is gonna blow, so you have to make your move now or never, because you'll all be dead.
Tuck and
Can
roll.
Can I pour a cup of water on the engine? Can I pour a cup of water on the engine to see if we can go an extra meter?
Blow on it to cool it down.
Just wave at it with my hand.
I mean, you could
I don't
try.
Do that, by the way, but I really think hard about doing that.
What would it be to tuck and roll, bail out of the speeder?
2 purple athletics or coordination. If you want to aim the speeder as you tuck and roll to send it either away from yourself or careening in a particular direction, that would be a ranged heavy.
Okay.
Or actually, it would probably be a gunnery. It would be a 2 purple gunnery to aim the speeder before you tuck and roll.
That's a bit better, okay.
Driving a speeder into a wall is a starship-scale weapon.
Yeah.
Without a space mutiny-style scream as I jump out.
Ah! Roll, Sizzle Beef.
One success.
All right, so what are you aiming it at?
That's a good question. Any suggestions?
Anything in particular, or just away from you guys?
We aim it at the limo.
Yeah, mostly that.
Crash it into the limo.
Because Mario will probably be fine.
Yeah. So you can aim it at the limo as you all tuck and roll. It's a 2 purple athletics or coordination.
What do we have for destiny points?
You have 4.
I'm going to flip one for a yellow. 1 failure, 1 advantage.
You try to tuck and roll. It doesn't go well. You get scraped up on the gravel. It's okay.
At least made it out.
Yeah, Neki, your poncho gets caught on the seatbelt. Neki is able to chew through it and free you at the last second.
2 success, 1 advantage.
A failure and an advantage.
1 success.
Ash and KI, you can tuck and roll easily. Nimble are ye. Artie and Jax, it's not as easy for you. Jax, your poncho gets snagged on the seatbelt. Artie, you can't get your seatbelt undone. It's a whole thing, but at the last second, you manage to leap free of the speeder right as it collides with the back of the limo, exploding in a fireball. Each of you take 2 points of wound from the explosion.
Yay.
Okay.
And the limousine kind of, the back end of it is just destroyed, and it bottoms out. It stops hovering and starts sliding across the gravel road. The front door opens and Maria gets out. She has internal weapon systems deployed, like her arms have split in half, her jaw is unhinged, and there's like a red targeting laser coming out of it. Her eyes, she has way too many eyes right now.
I'll put my hands up.
She's a protocol droid?
We are programmed for infiltration, yes. Infiltration and assassination.
Fair. Hey, somebody cut her brake line? Do they have brake lines in Star Wars?
Wait, are you talking about the limo or her as a being?
We crashed her speeder into the limo, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm making excuses. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, they cut our brake line. I understand.
Yeah, somebody cut our brake line. somebody cut her brake line, and I don't know what happened. We just lost all control, and we had to evacuate the or we had to get out of the vehicle. So
Sorry about that. You seem nice.
Maria scans you all with her laser and she says, halt, organic beings. Mission priority directive.
1-1-1-7-1.
Antony translate. Oh, she's going to kill us.
Can you ask her to
cool.
Not?
I can try. Maria.
Binary is bullshit.
Yeah, this is like, you know, too many.
This is tertiary. There is a three in there.
Yeah, there's threes and sevens. This is an advanced programming language. and Maria says back
1-1-8-9-9-9-9-4-1-3-2-1-9-9-4-5-6-B.
As they're doing that, I just kind of like slowly get out of the vehicle.
Oh, you're
and
out
then
of the vehicle.
Go behind
yeah.
it so I can possibly so I can possibly duck for cover.
Well, you tucked and rolled out of the vehicle. You cannot hide behind the vehicle as it is now a flaming ball of wreckage.
Fair. I hide behind a mailbox then. I don't know.
You hide
behind
ditch.
KI.
Yeah, there's a ditch. There's some rocks.
Hide behind me.
I will hide behind a rock then.
And Antony calls back. It appears that the collision may have jumbled some of her programming. She will need to be pacified before we can rescue her from her mission priority.
How would she be pacified?
With violence.
Oh, okay. K.I., can you like hit her in the head? Like just swing your arms at her?
Instead?
Yeah, you just
got you got long, boisterous arms. Do something.
Yeah. Put those droid fists to good use.
Do some old-timey boxing with your long arms.
Oh my god, that would be an image.
Can I try disabling instead?
Yeah, you just need to pacify her.
Oh yeah, you have that move.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Hey, big girl. Sun's getting real low.
Gonna use a destiny point to turn... do you have any yellows? For mechanics?
Yes, I do. Two yellows.
One of them is now a green.
Ah, damn it.
Because I know I can't turn one of those into a red without your fucking amulet.
Two success, one advantage.
Yeah, ba-ba-ba-bam.
So how do you disable her?
That's a good question. Overload circuit with, like, I'm trying to think here.
Your fucking magnet. You just huck it at her.
Yeah.
Throw a droid her at her. Catch!
I was thinking, like, code words, you know? But, like... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, secret droid words.
Overwhelming lights, blinking lights.
Yeah, you can if you want to, you can flash a binary signal at her with like a with an emergency light, like one of those like those how the police have those like randomly flashing lights that they use to disorient criminals. You can flash a binary signal at her that just number one it blows out her optics, but also it forces her into a programming feedback loop that just kind of shuts her down and makes her slump over.
It's the droid cop version of pepper spray. Stop resisting.
Once she's pacified, Antony runs over and cradles her limp form.
Are we gonna have to do any reprogramming on her, or will she, like, when she boots back up, should she be okay?
Well, a reboot should force her primary programming to supersede any current mission directives. Just please turn away. It's quite a delicate operation. I don't want to be sticking my fingers in anywhere untoward with organics watching.
Oh my.
I'll turn away politely.
Wait. We're not, like... If we turn around, like, never mind. I'm thinking way too deep into what it means to violate a robot. I'm just gonna look this way.
So he flips a couple of switches in her internal mechanisms, and she boots up. She says, "Oh, hello, friends.
Can we look again?
Yes, it is safe. Thank you for rescuing me from that program. I would have been awful sorry if I had to disembowel any of you. I love disemboweling, but not to my friends.
Aww.
That's the nicest thing anybody said to me. Okay, so now that we're back together in one big happy family, we would like to know about a certain location of some Crimson Dawn people.
Oh, yes, of course, the Crimson Dawn base. Antony and I have been there, unfortunately. Quite cleverly, the Inquisitor has programmed the coordinates in the old Sith tongue, so unfortunately we are mechanically unable to translate it for you.
We have a way around that.
Lovely!
Yeah.
Do you want to make a new friend?
Yes, I love making new friends.
I don't know if you'll love this one.
Can we... is the limo still able to work since our speeder's all fucked up?
No, the back end of it exploded.
Oh, is the senator dead in there?
I mean, you haven't bothered to check.
We should probably check.
I asked Chem, go check to see if the senator's okay.
Okay.
I ain't doing the surprise dead body today.
Oh, God,
no
can
siree.
I, like, stealth it so I don't get, like, chopped in the throat by him?
Yeah, you can...
That's another thing. I don't want to get shot again.
It'll be against the senator's perception, then, to try and stealth. There is tinted windows and a lot of smoke coming up, so that will add a blue, but that will be against 4 purple.
Plus a blue?
Yeah.
2 success.
Yeah, you do not attract the senator's attention. When you open the door, he does not chop you in the throat. He doesn't seem to have noticed you. He is a blackened husk from the exploding fireball of the speeder that crashed into the back of the limo where he was sitting.
Good news, everyone. He's dead.
Okay, let's just wipe our fingerprints off that door handle and get out of here.
Oh, my.
I didn't touch the handle.
Yeah, how are we going to get back into town?
Run.
Let's all Naruto run back into town.
I put out my thumb and wait for a vehicle. Or, I don't know, is there an Uber?
Uber?
Don't ask questions about the burning corpse car.
I mean, let's go down a mile, maybe, and then we'll call an Uber.
Sure, let's walk a mile away, call an Uber, and hope that they don't ask questions. We'll pay them extra to not.
You can walk down the highway a mile until the smoking wreckage of the car is just a distant little plume of smoke. Are you calling an Uber?
A space Uber?
Yeah, Spoober.
Yeah. I already spent enough money today. Somebody else get an Uber.
I'll pay if one of you calls.
All right. I'll call. Is there a landmark here? Do we know what road we're on?
We're about 1 mile down from the column of smoke.
Do we want to go another mile so they don't see the smoke? Because I thought 1 mile would be enough, but we could go another mile, but eventually we're going to just go back into town again, so we may as well keep fucking walking, I guess, won't we?
Yeah, I can look for plants on the way. It's fine for me.
Can I percept to see if, I don't know, Marty McFly has a fucking vehicle trapped underneath some trees or something?
There are no DeLoreans stashed nearby.
Aw, damn. I was really thinking that would come through.
I'll call an Uber. Okay.
I mean, how far out of town are we anyways?
It's like at least a 10-20 minute drive.
Oh, okay, yeah. Spooper it is.
Okay. Yeah, no, we're not. Well, we're not going walking further than we need to. Is there a I assume that we at least know what road we're on.
I mean, if you're calling them, they can use your geo-coordinates.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'll just use the app so I don't have to talk to anybody. Yeah,
you can use the
app.
Oh,
wait, then it'll go.
Tell them how.
Then it'll charge to my credit card.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck it, you'll just owe me.
Number of passengers, etc., location. And, you know, after about 20 minutes, a van, like an Uber van, pulls up with enough room for all of you.
Let's get in.
We go inside and tell us where to go, robots.
Wait, is this a windowless van?
Yeah. It's like a pedophile's van.
We just got into a murder van.
You just got snatched.
Oh no!
Is there candy?
Does the driver have a really skinny mustache?
Or 6 arms and 2 legs?
No, the driver is human. Well, mostly human. A cyborg, you might say.
What does he look like?
Oh no.
He looks like an older man. Looks like an older man you may have seen once before. Looks like an older man you may have seen once before and perhaps had his brain boiled by a lightsaber inside a Crimson Dawn base on Dathomir.
Oh!
Let's go inside, then.
Wait, that was General Flint? Was that it?
Commander Flint.
Commander Flint? Who we left dead. Okay. Are we already in the van?
You're already in the van. And he says, so where to? And he keeps driving out of town.
The other way?
All right, yeah, okay.
Robots, let us know where we're going.
Well, we have to go back to our ship so they can talk with Sheevbot first, because where they need us to go is off-planet.
Yeah, so you're parked at the Rebel base, out of town.
Yeah.
The other way out of town.
We need to go that way out of town.
All right, yeah, so, how you guys been?
Doing good.
Not like, the best life we've been living, but, you know, just... surviving.
Yeah, it's been tough for me too, you know, after I got my brains boiled, took a lot of technology to bring me back, but you know, the one thing about Graves is he never leaves a man behind.
Well, I'm happy for you, so that's good.
So how you want to do this? You want me to execute you one at a time or just take you out all at once?
Can we sleep and then we'll be like...
Like really get our, fair game. Our strength back then, first.
Then it could be like a fair match and then, you know, you don't have to kick us while we're down. Actually...
No, I think I'm going to kick you while you're down. I seem to remember you doing something quite similar to me.
I mean, we were different people back then.
2 months ago.
Can we... Art, what about you? Do you get paid for any kind of work? We can like pay you to do something for us.
You think I'm a bounty hunter? No, I still serve the admiral. I'm still a loyal man. See, unlike you, I don't switch allegiances at the first sign of trouble. I don't run off to the rebels, run off to the Empire.
Interesting. Hey, I'm trying to think of like. This morning I had some cereal. Yeah, I had some cereal in this bowel I had. Disembowel. and it tasted really good, all of it. All the food that was in disembowel.
Like, I know we already killed this guy once, and he's gonna try to kill us, but damn, I kind of feel bad for him. Like, he's been hanging around this planet, just driving people around in his Uber, waiting for the time of his revenge. Now...
I don't even know if he's been doing that. I feel like he's been kind of sort of hunting us, maybe. I don't know. Or, I don't know, maybe he is... Maybe he is very lucky in that he has a job, like, he just took a job as an Uber, and then he just happened upon us.
And it's like, oh, nice.
Is that a sheer coincidence?
Unless we want to try to bargain with him, or try to,
I mean, he seems to really want to kill us. I already told him, hey, we could pay you for things. He's like, I'm no bounty hunter.
Hey, Maria, remember the size of that, disembowel that my cereal was in?
How far away am I from this dude?
I mean, what seats is everybody sitting in?
I'm in the back. It seemed fun at the time, and then I realized it was a windowless pedophile van. And
would
now I'm trapped.
What of these spots have leg room for me?
I mean,
you're in the front.
You're pretty cramped, K.I.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should, like, take care of this guy before he takes care of us, so...
Yes.
Who wants to make the first move?
I'll stab him in the armpit.
Ew. Oh, that's so... That sounds painful, but okay.
So you're sitting right behind him then, in the seat behind him?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's starts as two purple. He's got two ranks of adversary, so that becomes two reds, and he has melee defense, so that adds a black.
One success, one threat. I can also use a destiny point to do my targeted blow thing.
You can, if you want.
Sure.
Do two extra damage.
Add damage equal to agility to one hit. My agility is two.
Okay. Yeah, so you can stick him right in the armpit between his armor plating. And he goes, and he wrenches on the steering wheel. And the van starts spinning, making it harder for anybody to do anything.
You're welcome.
We're gonna have to roll. Thank you. We're gonna have to roll some kind of coordination, ain't we?
Well, you're just gonna get blacks on your rolls.
Okay, yikes. Cool.
Since I'm guessing that Ash is gonna be the combat talent in this situation, and also because it wouldn't work on KI, can I do a stim application to Ash to increase her brawn or agility, depending on which it would be more useful?
Yeah, you would have to use a maneuver to scramble up, because the way the van is, I guess. So he's sitting in the front. Yeah. Ash is sitting right behind him. Somebody is sitting beside Ash, and then there's a third, a second row, and then there's the row that you're in. So you would have
there's three rows?
Yeah, it's a long van.
Yeah,
this
it's
is like
one of those,
a bus.
It's a small bus.
Yeah, okay, I'll use a maneuver to scramble to Ash and,
scramble over the seats and...
And jabber in the back of the neck with a stim pack. Yeah. Be strong!
Okay, so give me a two purple medicine check.
Can I flip a destiny point?
Yeah.
Two success, two threat, one triumph.
Ash takes 6 strain instead of the usual 4.
Ooh, sorry.
Wait, did you just slap something on me?
Yeah.
What? No.
You're better now. Be free.
Fly, my pretties.
And because you got that triumph, this is extra effective. So on her next roll, her next brawn-based roll, her brawn is actually going to be increased by 2 instead of 1.
Hell yeah!
Reach through his armpit and grab his heart and pull it out.
And then hold it in front of his face.
And then just be like, look at it.
Flex out of your armor.
Kalima.
Kalima.
I guess it wouldn't be your armor. Flex out of your leather coat and then beat a kick his ass.
So his the first thing he's going to do is he's going to jump out of the van. It's spinning. He's going to use a maneuver. He's going to use his maneuver to leap and tumble out. He's going to have to do an athletics roll. Let's see how he does with that. See what kind of position he's in for his next cool move.
I hope he whiffs it and just gets run over by the van while he's jumping out.
5 successes.
Fuck.
He is perfectly primed to a heavy blaster rifle starts unfurling itself out of his arm, and he lines up his shot and he fires it. He's firing it specifically at the power cell of the van, trying to blow it up as it's spinning. He's calling his shot, so that'll add 2 blacks. It's also spinning, which makes it harder, which will add another black. At this point, it's still kind of spinning down the road, but it's still within medium range for him. He's got 3 ranks of ranged heavy on top of his 4 agility.
Fuck this guy.
4 failures, 2 advantages.
Oh, well then.
So he's not able to hit the power core. He does hit the, he is able to hit the van though, and it stops spinning it kind of tumbles and rolls so that the side door is facing up. That's the only way out. There's no other door. You have to pop your head up right into his crosshairs.
I'm thinking, I'ma just stay in the van. However, Artie is good at guns, and I still have 1 stim pack. I can make you agile.
I can see what I can do.
Are you okay with me jamming a stim pack on you? I know I didn't ask permission from Ash, but, you know.
Fucking, if you're gonna make me get good, listen, honey, I've taken so many drugs. I am okay with you jamming a stim pack in my in the back of my neck.
Re-advantage! 1 triumph, no success.
So it didn't. This particular mixture, not as successful. He takes the strain regardless, but he only takes 1 from those advantage. No success. The triumph is that instead of having it upgraded, instead of having his agility upgraded, he will get a blue on agility rolls till the end of the encounter.
Okay. That's something.
Okay, I will try and shoot him.
He's at medium range. He's getting closer. He's walking towards the van, but he's still at medium range. He's got 2 ranks of adversary. He's got a rank of ranged, point of ranged defense. And because of how the van is situated, because he got those advantages, you will have to also add a black in order to just pop your head out just enough to shoot him without being shot yourself, because he is preparing, watching you like a fucking whack-a-mole. So that is going to be 2 red, a blue, and 2 blacks.
Okay, that's good. 4 success and a triumph.
Can I hop out while he's, firing?
If you want that to be the triumph, you can do a crit on him, or Ash can use that as the triumph to escape the van totally unnoticed.
I do kind of want to add some insult to injury by critting him.
Yeah, let's see what the crit
fucked
does.
Fucked him up a bunch. Yeah, let's crit him. All right. Let's crit him.
Give me that D100.
Roll at 100?
Yeah.
51.
51, fearsome wound. He increases the difficulty of all presence and willpower checks by 1. So you blast him in the face. His already pretty melted face gets melted even more. It reveals, Terminator-like, a shiny metal skeleton underneath his fleshy face.
This might have been a mistake. We should have escaped.
RoboCop versus Terminator. What's happened? Okay, I will aim then for when he gets into short range, I'll use him with the hammer.
Okay, so you're in order to aim, you would need to stick your head out of the van, which if you're holding off until he gets into range, it would give him a blue to hitting you.
I will not do that then.
You do have X-ray specs if you want to try and shoot him through the bottom of the van.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so that would be your action for this turn then. You can still aim and get that blue, but give me a two purple computers.
That is three success, one triumph.
Nice.
Right, so we're doing well, y'all. We're doing well.
So you're not only able to see through the bottom of the van, you are also able to see into his body and locate the right spot to shoot him. So that'll basically act as a free upgrade on one of your greens when you end up firing.
Nice. It's like one of the Iron Maidens in Resident Evil 4.
Oh, those terrifying bastards.
Can I just try and shoot him with my disruptor rifle?
Yep. You'll have to add a black to it because otherwise you may be able to get a shot off on. You'll have to pop up pretty quick.
Is it two red?
I'm just an ion grenades.
Two red and a black.
Ha! Interesting. Very interesting. One triumph. One despair.
Yeah!
That's the sort of chaos I want to see in the world!
You don't hit him to do any damage. Your disruptor blast does make contact with him. Unfortunately, what it does is it kind of dissolves the front part of his chassis and knocks loose some wires. You can see in his chest there is a proton charge that has now been activated. He is going to self-destruct very shortly.
Uh-oh.
It might be good for you, it might be bad. Depends if you can get out of range.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
You have all used your turn.
Fuck!
Oh no!
Well, let's just hope this doesn't take out all of our wound points.
Yeah, let's hope he doesn't run at us. Well, I mean, we are protected by a vehicle if we're inside the van still.
That means he'll explode, and then the van will explode.
He continues to approach the van. He knows now he is going to explode. Nothing can stop this. So he decides to make sure that if he's going to go out, he's going to take all of you with him. And he switches, his other arm opens up, revealing a flame projector. And he decides, I'm just going to start roasting this van to make sure that nobody can escape. And his flame projector, he just keeps shooting it above the only exit to the van.
You can hear
the beeping. He will detonate at the end of this round.
Oh, fuck. I mean, if the walls are thin enough for KI to shoot through, maybe we can shoot through the roof and like the side
Do
that's away from him
Winter
and then
Soldier.
Like, run out the hole.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Who can shoot out the roof?
I can probably do that. And I have that big shotgun, so that would be a good weapon for it. Or the flamethrower.
I mean, the flamethrower, you'd probably roast yourselves in there.
Yeah. No, I'll use
Do not let the enemy
the
kill you. Kill yourself
first. The flamethrower
first.
Seemed counterproductive. How dare you roast me alive? I'll do it first. Yeah, I'll shotgun the roof off.
Okay, do you have any yellows in ranged heavy?
I do, yes.
All right,
two yellow.
One of them is now a green. Destiny point.
Rude.
Son of a bitch.
Now, it is at short range, so it is only going to be a purple.
Two success.
You can pump your shotgun and clear a large enough hole for the rest of you to scurry out.
Let's all scurry out.
You can scurry out. That would be a maneuver. Now, the thing is, you'll have to get out of range of his thing, of his detonator. So that'll be an athletics.
That'll be easy.
Destiny to burn.
Do we have any destiny?
There is one destiny point.
Fight to the death for who gets to flip it.
Who has the lowest athletics?
I have yellow and green.
I only have two green.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Now you can take it.
All right.
Wait, who's taking it?
I'll do my best.
You're taking it.
Okay. I will flip it. And what... Would it be for athletics?
If you don't want to be caught in the immediate blast, you will have to make it to long range or further. which means it would be a 3 purple.
Oh, good.
I'm scared.
Hey, 3 success, 1 triumph, and 2 threats.
Nice.
I forgot I was roided up.
Cool. Cool and good. I got 2 threat.
I got a failure and 2 advantage.
Oh, and I had 2 success.
Oh, you had 2 success.
Yeah, I meant.
So, K.I., with your long droid legs, you can sprint out of range. You busted the hole. You were prepared from the jump. As soon as you know, you're able to, you kick out the rest of the door and you just book it. Iash as well. So brawny are ye that not only are you able to get yourself to safety, you are able to get one of your allies to safety as well.
Wait, who fucked up the most?
Jax and Artie both failed. Artie got a failure and 2 advantage. Jax got 2 threat.
And no success.
No success.
Mm. Oh, wait.
Maybe Artie's save advantage her. Could be that he spots a foxhole to hide in.
Yeah, save her.
I'm sorry, I'm grabbing Jax.
Fucking bullshit here. This fucking playing favorite motherfucker. I mean, yeah, save her.
She's a child. You're a shitty lawyer.
I'm sorry. Hey,
you at least have 2 advantages to work with.
I am an exceptional lawyer. I am an exceptional lawyer with shitty fucking clients.
There you go.
Artie, because you got those 2 advantages, you didn't make it all the way out of the blast range, but you're not in engaged range, so you don't suffer plus 50 on the critical injury.
Cool.
That you would get if you were engaged with it. As it blasts, you do take some damage. You do take half of your wound as damage, half of your total. You're thrown cool. by the shockwave, and you land in a ditch.
I hurt.
Can I run back to try to heal Artie?
You can. Only Maria survives the blast of the 2 droids.
What? Did Antony just, like, fail to run?
Yeah, he failed to run.
When you say he didn't survive...
He's incinerated. He's unable to escape.
Like he was still in the car.
Yeah.
Before I exited the vehicle, I looked back at Antony, and he was just giving me, like, a shrug emoji, but, like, personified. So it was the weirdest thing.
It's
guess
a living.
I'll die.
I guess I'll die, then.
I wonder if we'd be able to retrieve his brain.
No, he was atomized. It's the only thing that saved you from his core detonating as well.
Dang it, I liked him. It's okay, it's fine. Oh, fuck, I used both my stim packs, too. I'll just do regular medicine on Artie.
Regular medicine using your herbs and spices?
You're gonna be fit to be fried after this.
Finger looking good healing you got there.
So that'll be a...
Oh, wait, you're a child, never mind.
2 purple medicine on Artie.
2 success!
Okay, so you can heal 2 wounds. Unless you have anything that allows you to heal more.
No, because I used both my stim packs when I was roiding up Ardian and Iashtem, and my hat charm only works for knowledge checks. I guess I can try to do a force heal as well, because he did kind of get hurt so Ash could save me. 3 light side. I'll force heal Artie.
Okay, so he heals an additional 4 because that's your intellect. Is there... Do you have... So that's 1. Is there anything you can do with the other 2 points?
If anyone else took wound, I have a magnitude upgrade, so I can spend a point to heal an additional target.
Jax, you did when you took wound from the explosive, when the limo exploded.
Right.
So you can...
Right.
So you can heal Artie and you can heal yourself.
Let's feel the force and heal together. Hold my hands, Artie.
Do you have control strain?
I don't, not yet.
Okay. So Artie still has his strain. But you apparently have defeated Flint.
Right.
You say apparently like we haven't defeated Flint.
We're safe for how long?
We thought that we defeated him before.
Yeah.
And apparently General Graves never leaves a man behind.
But his skull rolls to your feet, smoldering, and its eyes flicker and then stop glowing.
Hey, K.I., do you want to take another morbid trophy?
Sure. We just need 36 years until we'll be back.
Oh, dear. Well, that went fucking poorly.
Can I regain strain?
But we're all still here.
Yeah, if anybody wants to try recovering strain, they can roll discipline or cool.
Cool.
I will try that.
I don't think KI took any. He's pristine.
Yeah, I don't think I took any. Just wounds.
You took one earlier.
Yeah, you took one when I roided you.
Explosion.
Ugh, that sucks. Okay. One advantage.
One advantage.
I also have rapid recovery, so I can heal one additional strain per rank of rapid recovery.
Okay, so you can heal one. That's something.
Boo!
Because you got that advantage, you can, let's tack another one on there.
Yay!
Just for fun.
You got 2 success, 2 advantage.
Right, so you can heal your strain.
Bam, ba 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 bam.
Somehow after getting blowed up, Artie is the most healthy one in the group.
I'm alive!
Gonna call another Uber or what?
Let's just walk into town.
Surprise, it's Gar's room. He wants revenge.
Fucking Inquisitor picks us up.
Somebody else call
for the Uber. Last time I called for an Uber, a guy tried to kill us, so somebody else call for the Uber.
Ash, you get it.
Yeah, and we'll only have a rapist pick us up.
Thought you dumped him.
Please no.
Which one?
See, can we specify, like, we want, like, maybe, I don't know, a girl to pick us up or something? Girls aren't rapists, right?
No.
I mean, you are in contact with the rebel base. They could probably send a couple
or
something.
Can you just send one of your best Uber drivers?
Can we get picked up next to the smoldering wreckage? No, the other smoldering wreckage.
Please,
it's been
send
an eventful
your least
day.
Rapey Uber driver.
Okay, yeah, let's contact the rebel base and get them to send someone.
The rebels send someone, and he says, it's just like a guy in a blue and white Republic land speeder. It seems like they sent him off of guard duty to come and pick you guys up, and he rolls up, and he says, yeah, my name's Uver Javer. I'm here for the people by the smoldering wreckage.
Yeah, that's us.
The second So what happened here? Is there a battle? Were you guys fighting, like, tussling?
No, we just got in a car. Somebody wanted to kill us, and he self-destructed, and that was about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
you know how,
what happened
you know
to
how
the smoldering wreckage back there?
Terrorism.
Yeah, the environment, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I hear there's a lot of that. Anyway, you guys going back to base, or?
God, where the fuck are we going? I just almost got blown up.
Yeah, because we have to go back to our ship, which I am guessing
it's at the
is...
Rebel base.
Yes, back to Sheevbot.
Sheevbot.
So he drives you back to the base, and Priya is waiting for you, and she says, oh, I see you have one of the droids with you. How did it go? Did everything go all right?
Well, we only have one of the droids with us now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you not able to get to the other one?
No, we were.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm sorry to hear that. So what happened?
He got incinerated by a cyborg that we left for dead once. Now we're leaving the guy for dead another time, but we're pretty sure he's dead. Although, I don't know, maybe he just rolled a head at us.
KI took his skull.
At this point, I don't know.
Oh, that's morbid.
He has a heart, too.
Well, yes, I'm sure he cares for you a great deal.
I'm gonna go get drunk.
Alright, so what did you learn about the Crimson Dawn?
Well, Maria needs to talk to a robot on our ship, and they can let us know where their base is.
Oh, can I come?
It might be best if you don't.
Why? It's not an SEX robot, is it?
What does that spell?
It spells ice cream. Look, what we're about to find out might be a little bit too, might be a little bit too hard to hear, and when I mean too hard to hear, I mean like literal cursed phrases that might make might fuck somebody some people up, and B, we're not sure if we're good to let I don't
we
know
don't want you
say.
Looking at our sheep.
It's confidential, bitch.
This is our private sheep. Don't judge us. It's a lifestyle choice to have a sheep.
Well, you do understand that you are working for the Republic. This is, if things are confidential, they're confidential for you, not to us. You're contractors. That's not how confidentiality works.
All right, come with us then. It's not our fault if you aren't able to handle what's being said.
Oh, I assure you, I can handle things. I've handled things before that are about sex.
Please do a sexual euphemism. Please do a sexual euphemism. Please do a sexual euphemism.
There's no load that I cannot handle. No mental load that is too big and too viscous for me.
Well, I'll do the fingering.
The sheep butt is really big, so you might have to help yourself to some nasty nuts in the meantime.
I'm sure I don't know what that means.
Sex. Sorry. Let's continue.
So you can bring Priya and Maria onto your ship, and you can see that your co-pilot droid is stored in his little closet.
Can we activate him?
You can activate him, and his Sheevy face flickers to life, and Priya takes a shocked step back and says, "Oh my, why does he have that face?"
Well, we told you you wouldn't like it.
We don't even like it.
No one likes it.
Are you handling this right now? Are you able to handle this?
Oh, I remember you told me that you stole the ship from an Imperial something. It's all coming together now. Yes, we've heard about the Sentinel droids and things of that nature. It's okay.
It turns out that face tested positively with the older demos.
Also, did you know this robot fucks?
This robot's got a tiny robot running around in the galaxy somewhere.
Oh my god, Ray is a robot theory confirmed.
How can I be of assistance this afternoon, masters?
Push Maria at him.
I hear tell that you are not installed with the same programming blockages as the rest of us that prevent you from translating the old Sith tongue. So she starts like reciting this fucking like, it sounds like a teenager whispering death metal to himself wearing headphones in the middle of the night.
Is it that trailer for Hellblade 2 where fucking Senua's just doing the Nordic chant, but like in a fucking the most heavy metal face you've ever seen?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
oh fuck, it's my little brother.
Yeah, she's doing that. And he starts grinning as he hears it, and he says,
"I have not heard this language in decades. Thank you for giving me these coordinates, fellow droid."
Oh, son of a bitch.
Can you tell us what they
son
are?
Son of a bitch.
I can tell you, but I must warn you that if you travel there alone, you will certainly face death.
I mean, we've pretty much died a lot, so you may as well tell us what's up.
So be it. You will find the Crimson Dawn in the Fortress Inquisitorius on the moon of Mustafar.
Where? Sick. Are we gonna go to Darth Vader's castle?
No, it's his neighbors.
Oh. The shitty neighbors who party all the time.
Yeah, no, it's the Inquisitor's castle.
Keep it down out there. Some of us have work in the morning.
I look forward to traversing its hallowed grounds once more.
Once more?
Have we activated an Emperor clone?
I mean, he has the consciousness of the Emperor in him, I think.
Or at least the personality.
Everyone's got one of those these days.
Yeah, yeah,
if it's
much
the personality as well, has this droid fucked? Is there the possibility that this droid fucks?
I mean, he may think he fucks.
Yeah. All right.
Well, now that we know that,
is there a way to communicate this information to our Imperial friends who are in captivity?
I mean, if they're running the operation with Priya, then it'll filter out. But
I guess they're not being kept out of the loop.
No,
since they're helping.
And since they're Imperials, they may even, you know, be of use getting there, since it is the Inquisitor's fortress, which is technically an Imperial building.
That's true. That means the Inquisitor might be there.
Perhaps, oh, he's probably gonna fucking
perhaps
be there.
Next time I shall get my revenge.
Maybe. Are you gonna go alone?
No.
Or do you think it's time to rally the troops?
I do trust Sheevbot in that if I go, or if any of us go alone, we will get fucked upon. I'm dumb, but I'm not that dumb.
I mean, not for nothing, but we have a whole crime syndicate.
We do have the entirety of the Sapphire Evening that has been assembled for the express purpose of destroying the Crimson Dawn.
Also, not for nothing, but we probably can get the Rebellion in on this too. This seems feasible that we would be able to get the Rebellion in on this.
A sixth finger of fate?
Yes.
He's that piano player from that movie Gattaca.
One fist, one thumbs up.
That is the deepest of cuts.
I mean, that image hasn't left my mind. I always thought that was kind of a beautiful image. Anyways.
He was a beautiful man.
He was a beautiful man.
Start with Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
All right, I will call.
You can call him, and he says, "Hey, Marcus, it's been a while since we've heard from you. How have things been going?"
Hey, so things been going good, but I think we
yeah,
have,
I heard there's rumors of a syndicate forming to try and take out the traitorous heads of the rogue Crimson Dawn. Is that what I'm hearing? That there are five syndicates that are maybe getting together? Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. And guess what? We're gonna be getting together soon, so that we'd be able to finally take out these treacherous snakes.
Right on.
As it were. So.
So we're gonna have like a conclave.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We need somewhere to actually meet up here. Where should we meet up here? Because we need to come up with a plan so that we can actually take these guys out.
You know, ever since we knew that the Empire was behind the attack on the wheel, I've been thinking once we get all together, maybe we should go back there to the place where where this whole thing started, so we can remind the rest of the syndicates why we're doing this, so none of them get their dicks all messy trying to take charge. Because I don't necessarily trust any of these crime lords to not try to take command of the whole thing.
I hear that. Well, I guess that means that we're going to have to be in charge then.
Well, yeah, that was the plan. We're going to be the bosses.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's get a meetup spot with all of the leaders, and then we will come together with a plan and some sort of deal when it comes to all of us, so that we would be able to get business going, as it were.
Yeah, we can do that. I'll tell you what, I'll put out feelers to the other heads of the syndicates, and you come up with that deal, Arta. You come up to that and you present it to us once we meet on the wheel next time on Star Wars Empire Wreckers.